Matt, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing fine.
How are you?
Doing good. Yeah. Nice busy holiday season. I'm looking forward to a nice busy couple of days here to wrap it up.
Is New Year's Eve always a busy time at Dusty's?
Oh, yeah. In the wine bar, which is our fine dining side, yeah, it's one of the few nights of the year. It's a no-brainer to sell out. And then the tap room will have a nice busy night, especially because it's falling on a Friday. And in the retail store, lots of people stocking up for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day parties.
Well, tell me, what is going to be happening at Dusty's New Year's Eve? Talk about the restaurant and the tap room.
Yeah, so the wine bar is going to be running a special menu tomorrow night, and Chef Kevin puts together roughly between 12 and 15 special entrees. We go a little more upscale, and that's all by reservation. And the tap room, we're just going to be running our regular business down there. So all the Friday night crowd will be out, plus the New Year's Eve people. It'll be a fun night.
Now, will you have champagne favors for the toast at midnight?
You know, we usually don't because things tend to wrap up a little before midnight. So we're not the late night bar.
So people will come in there for dinner and either go home or go to their next destination, but they won't party through the night there.
Nah, not really. No, that's not really our thing. But it's a really fun night, though. Everybody's always in good spirits.
How's business been this year? The trying economic time for a lot of folks. How's business been for Dusty's?
We've been fortunate. We had a nice, busy holiday season. Went pretty much as we'd hoped. We expanded our seating area for the wine bar by enclosing our patio out front, so we had another 30 seats for the holiday season, which was fantastic. A little fire pit area out there, so. We had a very good holiday season.
Any repercussions from the smoking ban? I don't know if you've heard yet, but there are many bars throughout the state of Michigan who, in protest to the smoking ban, are going to allow customers after 9 o'clock to smoke. Have you seen any pushback from that?
We have not. We're a little different in that we went non-smoking on our own before the smoking ban. So our customers were already in tune and on board with the non-smoking, but I certainly understand the stance of other bar owners that want to have that right, and it'd be interesting to see how many of them do try to push the law and let people smoke tomorrow night.
Well, Matt, as you know, we have a new governor and his administration, lots of new state representatives and state senators coming on the job January 1. What could the state of Michigan do to help the restaurant business be better?
Well, they did help. Actually, the previous governor helped us out when they got through the Sunday morning liquor sales, which I think would just be a great revenue for the state and a convenience for the Michigan consumers. But geez, the new governor, what they can do for us is, just a little more creativity and let the entrepreneurs come up with ideas that maybe are outside of the box that let it get dragged down by bureaucracy.
All right, Matt, as always, enjoy chatting with you. For folks who want to know more about Dusty's, where can they find that information?
DustySour.com.
All right, Matt, Happy New Year.
Thanks, Tony. Happy New Year to you.